This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm super excited about the guest that we have today, Jesse Cole. You might have seen him around. See, I saw him before I even knew him, and I know him a little bit now, but I actually saw the things he was doing and the splash he was making in his world and the attention that was happening around him. I said, I got to interview this guy. This is somebody that our audience needs to meet, needs to hear from. And after that, I had the opportunity to get to know him better, and now we're even in the same mastermind together, which is just beyond cool. Jesse's the owner of Fans First Entertainment. He owns and operates the Savannah Bananas and the Gastonia Grizzlies, and their teams welcomed more than a million fans to their ballpark. You've seen them on MSNBC, CNN, ESPN. Jesse, welcome to our Business Leadership Series show.
Yeah, pumped to be here today.
I'm going to keep reading more about you. Your team's been awarded Organization of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Business of the Year, won 3 CPL championships. You've sold out 30 plus straight games, have a waiting list in the thousands for your tickets. I know you're an in-demand speaker, and you're the author of this awesome new book, Find Your Yellow Tux, How to Be Successful by Standing Out. And congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Just having a lot of fun every day. That's what it's all about. And you mentioned the yellow tux. I actually had 6 yellow tuxedos. And the other day, my staff surprised me. They bought on their own the 7th tuxedo, a custom made tuxedo for me, and surprised me with it. So now I have one for every day of the week.
Laundry day can be once a week for you now.
You got that right.
That is awesome. And so, yeah, for our listeners, Jesse, why don't you tell us a little bit, tell us your daily wardrobe every day and what kind of response you've gotten just out in the community locally, and then when you're traveling, because I saw some pictures of you at TSA last week.
Well, one of the big things we realize, you know, we own baseball teams, but we realize it's not about baseball. It's about the circus. It's about entertainment. And it's what business are you in? What business are you really in? And we are 100% in the entertainment business. So as the guy who is on the field, running the show, pieing the fans, you know, with grandma beauty pageants and dancing players, I had to dress the part. So I made sure a few years ago, I found a tuxedo from brightcoloredtuxedos.com. It actually exists, a bright yellow tuxedo with the top hat. And I purchased my first one. And that opening night a few years ago when I wore it, everyone was like, that fits you perfectly. And the selfies and the pictures and the fun, and it's become a part of my lifestyle. So now I got my 7th tuxedo and I wear it every day of the week. And, you know, it's one of my principles too. I believe attention beats marketing 1,000% of the time. And, you know, I believe people need to stand out and not follow the 9-to-5. And so I love it. It amplifies who I am. And I guess the whole staff definitely really bought into it by literally buying me the 7th one.
What kind of response do you get in the community? I would imagine I'm a community leader here in my community, and I can walk down the street and nobody knows who I am most of the time. What happens for you when you go out in public?
Oh, it's a lot different. In Savannah, Georgia, it's a lot different. You know, what's really funny, there was a huge concert the other day downtown, and as I walked in the tuxedo, everyone started chanting, "Go Bananas." And it was really, really, really cool. So, yeah, it's been fun in the Savannah community. It gets really weird, though, when I go to the airport. If I'm flying to do a speech, and TSA, I know Scott Beebe took a picture the other day, as I'm getting completely searched by TSA because this crazy guy in a yellow tuxedo. That's a normal ritual these days. But, you know, the looks of confusion usually turn into laughter and smiles, and you know, that's what it's all about. I think people need to live life and have more fun, and I think the yellow tuxedo definitely fits that.